弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
那在新年的开始呢，我们都是有这个新任的执事来服侍教会。
In the beginning of this new year, we have new deacons to serve our church.
那今天呢，在我们特别利用这个机会，来为执事们举行一个就职礼。
And this morning, we want to use this special occasion to hold the deacon installation.
那么现在我们就请在场的执事，你们可以到前面来，站在这个地方。
And I would ask all the deacons who are present here today to come forward and line up in the front.
那么这是一个我们在神面前来宣誓的机会。
And this is an opportunity for us to make our pledges before our Lord.
那么这也是一个神圣的机会。
It is a very holy moment.
Yeah. 那么比安卡因为他们今天不在哈，他和安德森在出去休假。
And Bianca is not here today because she's on vacation with her husband Anderson.
那么 Raymond 呢是在 Zoom 上跟我们在一起。
And Raymond is meeting with us on Zoom.
那也请 Raymond 站起来跟我们一起来做这个宣誓哈。
And Raymond, wherever you are, please stand and make this pledge with us together.
好，那么今天我们在这里聚集呢，是因为顺服神的话语。
And we have gathered here today in obedience to God's word.
并且在我们的主面前，为神圣的执事的职位，借着祷告和按手，将这些弟兄姊妹分别为圣。
And also in the presence of our Lord and Master, we set apart this group of men and women for the sacred office of deaconship by praying and by laying on of hands.
他们是一群被招来在这个教会里服侍，经由在生活和工作中的见证所证实的。
And they have been called to serve in this church and proved by their lives and work that they are fitted to be servant leaders of this church.
因此我们认定他们适合成为这个教会的仆人。
And they have been proved to be fitting to serve as servants of this church.
那我们作为教会的整体，我们愿意为他们祈祷并支持他们。
And as a church, we pledge our prayers and support for them.
那么以便我们可以一起的同工作为神的多重恩典的忠实管家。
That we may labor together as faithful stewards of the manifold grace of God.
那么使徒行传第六章记载，耶路撒冷教会拣选了七个弟兄，因他们有良好的声誉。
And in the book of Acts, chapter 6, the church of Jerusalem chose seven brothers among themselves because they have good reputation.
他们充满了圣灵跟智慧，委派他们负责管理教会的事务。
And they were also full of the spirit and of wisdom, and they were put in charge of managing church affairs.
所以在这遵守这一个圣经的教导的前提下，我们教会呢那么选择了七位弟兄姐妹担任今年的执事。
And in obedience to this biblical teaching, our church has selected seven men and women to serve as deacons for this year.
那就是蔡达文弟兄。
So we have Chris Choi,
何承诺弟兄
and Brother Jackson Ho,
张希林姐妹
and Sister Bianca Lin,
马若曦姐妹
and Sister Rachel Mar,
胡其健弟兄
and Brother Raymond Wu,
李嘉林姐妹
Sister Catherine Lee,
梅玉良弟兄
and Brother Stephen May.
下面呢就是我们来宣誓的时间。
Now we're going to move into our pledge.
我们请会众也一起站起来。
Will the congregation please stand?
不但是他们在神面前宣誓要忠心服侍主，
Not only do they make that pledge to serve God faithfully here,
我们会众也在神面前宣誓，我们尊重这个教会所赋予他们的权柄。
And we as a congregation also respect the authority that our church has entrusted to them.
而且我们尽我们所有一切的可能来支持他们在教会里的服事。
And we will also support the ministry at our church in all possible ways.
这是我们在神面前所立下的心愿。
So this is the pledge we made before God.
执事由会众选出，负责管理教会财产和实际的利益，照顾基督肢体的需要，协助牧师牧养羊群及教导神的话语。
Deacons are elected by this congregation to be charged with responsibilities of caring for the physical and practical concerns of the church and to meet the needs of the body of Christ and to assist pastors in shepherding the flock and teaching of God's word.
执事也被呼召在个人生活中展现出他们基督的信仰，成为仆人式的领袖，以及弟兄姐妹所效法的榜样。
Deacons are also called to demonstrate their Christian faith in their personal lives, to become servant leaders and examples for brothers and sisters to follow.
并努力在领袖团队和教会整体中团结一致。
And to strike unity among church leadership and in this congregation.
因此，在顺服神的呼召，并回应这个基督肢体的信任，我现在向所有的执事来发出问话：你愿意在这个教会里担任执事吗？
Therefore, in obedience to God's calling and responding to the trust from this body of Christ, right now I want to ask all the deacons, are you willing to serve as a deacon or deaconess in this church?
那么请执事们回答。
And please answer all the deacons.
Yeah, with God's help, they will.那下面是我们会众在神面前宣誓，作为会众，我们推举这些弟兄姐妹作为教会的仆人式领袖，我们保证为他们祈祷，并支持他们负责的教会事工，信任他们领导这个教会所做出的努力，并不顾意见的分歧而尊重他们，帮助他们。
And now it comes to the congregation's turn to make their pledge.As a congregation, we chose these men and women to be servant leaders of our church. We pledge to pray for them, to support them in carrying out church ministries, to trust them in their effort to leading this church, and to respect them and help them in spite of this agreement. As members of this congregation, are you willing to make this pledge?
所以现在向会众发出的挑战就是作为教会的成员你们是不是愿意做出这个承诺？如果你愿意的话，请大家回答：我们愿意，求主帮助。
So this is a question for the congregation. Are you willing to respect them and help them in spite of this agreement? And as a member of this congregation, are you willing to make this pledge?
Yeah.
With God's help, we will.
感谢主，让我们一起低头祷告。
So thank God and let us pray together.
天父上帝。我们将这七位弟兄姐妹仰望在主你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we commit the seven brothers and sisters into your hands.
主，他们是你所拣选的。
Lord, they are chosen by you.
主啊，他们是你所爱的。
And they are loved by you.
当教会借着圣灵的感动推举他们来带领教会的时候
，And when the church under the moving and the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们就
肯 chosen to lead us.
我们就恳求主的圣灵亲自的恩膏他们。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will personally anoint each one of them.
在他们所做的事上能够见证神你的恩典。
That they may give witness to your grace in everything they do.
在他们个人的生活当中能够做出美好的见证。
And they can be beautiful examples for us in your presence.
在这新的一年他们的带领当中真是让他们能够效法基督的样式。
In this new year, with their leadership, under their leadership, that we can also follow Christ's example.
愿意背起基督的十字架。
That we are willing to carry the cross of Christ.
为主的事工而付出努力。
And to do our best in the Lord's work.
并且在团队的合一当中，真是尽他们最大的努力。
And in the leadership team, pray that they will strive to achieve unity.
愿他们在教会中所服侍的一切都能够彰显主你的荣耀。
May all they do in church will reflect your glory.
他们能够继续的带领教会前进，也能够照顾弟兄姐妹的需要。
That they can continue to move the church forward and meanwhile taking care of the needs of this body.
主，我们感谢你将这美好的职分赐给他们。
We thank you for giving them such wonderful responsibilities.
愿主的圣灵充满他们的心。
And may your Holy Spirit fill their hearts.
愿喜乐平安与他们同在。
May joy and peace be with them.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. 大家请坐，执事们可以回到座位。我们为这些弟兄姐妹来感谢神。
We thank God for these brothers and sisters.
因为他们要牺牲很多个人的时间和努力上来为教会的事工来做出努力。
Because they have to sacrifice a lot of their personal time to serve the church, putting a great effort.
我也为我们的教会来感谢神。
I also want to thank God for our church.
因为我们的会众都非常的支持教会的事工。
Because our congregation support the church ministry fully.
那让这些服侍教会的弟兄姐妹呢，在服侍的当中，他们都是充满了喜乐。
So those who serve us.Are filled with joy when they serve.
好，今天我们的信息呢，我们是继续来看彼得前书。
Today our message will continue with the series of the book of Peter.
那么上一个星期我们看到彼得前书第一章的第一节到第十二节。
Last week we looked at the First Peter chapter 1 verses 1 to 12.
那彼得在信的一开端就高声的颂赞救恩的伟大。
In the beginning of the epistle, Peter began to praise about God's salvation.
那么今天到了这一段经文的话，彼得就转换了话题。
And as we come to this passage, Peter kind of turned his subject.
那么从前面他讲到说怎么样去颂赞这个救恩的伟大，讲到说我们应该怎么样去回应。这么伟大的救恩。
He began with the praise of the salvation, and now he turns to how should we respond to this great salvation.
所以今天跟大家分享的题目就叫追求圣洁。
So the topic today is called the pursuit of holiness.
美国有一个很著名的小说家。
There is a very famous novelist in the United States.
不知道你们有没有听说过。
I don't know if you have heard his name.
他的名字叫 Stephen King.
His name is Stephen King.
应该有人听说过吧？一个都没有，不太可能吧？太谦虚了，大家哈。
Only a few people.
他很多产的，写了很多的小说。
And he's very productive. He wrote many novels.
其中有一个小说呢，他是写了四册哈。这个小说。
One of the novels has four volumes.
叫 Four Past Midnight.
And it's called Four Past Midnight.
那么这个。还被拍成个电视片哈。
It was also made into a TV movie.
这个电视片呢，这名字叫《Lingo Layers》哈。
So it's called the Lingo Layers.
不知道，肯定没有人看过。没有吧？没有人看过。
I've seen it.
这故事啊，讲的是什么呢
？What is the story about?
是讲的说，在美国啊，这个整个跨越美国大陆的一个航班是从洛杉矶飞到波士顿。
It talks about an airplane that would fly across from United States from Los Angeles to Boston.
大概是比较长的了哈。
So it's a long flight.
然后这个呢是夜间飞行的一个航班。
It's a flight at night.
也就是说，它晚上九十点钟才飞，然后早上到的。
So it probably leave about 9 or 10 at night and then arrive East Coast in the morning.
结果这个飞机当它飞到中途的时候
，So during the flight.
那么有些乘客那么睡觉吗睡觉醒来一发现哎这飞机上好多人都不在了。
And some passengers waking up from a sleep discovered that many people have disappeared.
那么这些人所带的一些个首饰啊手表啊什么其他的东包括假牙呀、啊、都还留在那里。
And some of their watches and the jewelries even their fake teeth were left.
但是这些人不在，这些人说：“哎呦，怎么就剩了我们这几个人了？”哈。
So people began to wonder how come we are left here.
而且不但如此啊，他们到了打开这个驾驶员的那个舱门之后，一看这飞机连驾驶员都没了啊。
And to their surprise, when they opened the door to the cabin of the pilots, they discovered the pilots were not there.
所以飞机在自动飞行哈。
And so the plane was flying on auto mode.
不过幸运的，他们当中有一位是飞行员。
But fortunately, one of the passengers was a flight.
他是因为家里的事情急，他要乘这个航班要赶到波士顿。
And because some business of family, he had to take this flight.
所以他就 可以把这个飞机也重新的控制起来哈。
So he began to steer the airplane.
但是他跟所有的这个机场都联系不上。
But he couldn't contact any airport.
然后他才发现说，好像他们这整个世界，他们就是他们这一架飞机而已。
And he discovered as if in the whole world, their plane was the only thing that existed.
最后不知不，他们就是降落在波士顿郊外的另外一个机场上。
Finally, they landed in a suburb of an airport around Boston.
不过这个机场的话呢，他们发现空无一人。
But no one was there at the airport.
他们才知道他们进入了一个完全陌生的世界。
So they discovered that all of a sudden they entered into a very strange world.
好。很多时候基督徒我们有这种类似的梦想。
Sometimes I think Christians have similar dreams like that.
我们觉得蒙恩得救就仿佛乘坐了像这样一架神给我们预备的飞机一样。
Sometimes somehow we feel that once we are saved, it's as if we are on a plane like that.
然后一觉醒来我们就可以到了永恒。
And when we wake up from our sleep, we have reached our destination, which is eternity.
很多基督徒有问题说，哎呀，我们将来到了永恒里面跟耶稣在一起，有什么事情可以做？没事情可以做，无事做。
So some Christian may wonder, you know, so once we reach eternity, what can we do? What else is there to do?
第一个失业的就是牧师。
And the first person who loses the job is the pastor.
谁还听你讲道啊？
Who else need to listen to your sermons?
因为那个时候圣经怎么讲？耶和华的知识要充满了整个的世界，好像水充满了海洋一样，对不对？
Because by then the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth as if water covered the land.
神的道理不需要再讲给你，一下就明白了。
So we don't, the pastors no longer need to preach because you would understand everything.
所以我们不知道我们将来要做什么事哈。
So we don't know what we should do in the future.
那么现在呢，在这个世界上呢？
As for now, on this world,
从现在直到我们见耶稣的面，还有一段时间，好像我们也没有什么好事情可以要做。
There's still a way until we see Jesus face to face.
反正当来我们见耶稣，一切都好了就是。
After all, once we see Jesus, everything will be okay.
哦，其实这并不是福音或者圣经所要告诉我们的基督徒的生活。
But actually, this is not the Christian life the gospel is about or the Bible tells us about.
那么我们今天从这一段经文里希望能够对这些问题能够找出一个答案。
So today from the passage, we hope to find the answer to that question.
所以你有个圣经的话，请你打开彼得前书的第一章，我们来看第十三节到二十五节。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 25.
我来读中文，裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese, and Mrs. Petzl will read in English.
请你打开圣经彼得前书第一章十三节到二十五节。
So 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 25.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
If you call on him as father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
But with the precious blood of Jesus, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot.
基督在创世之前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you.
你们也因他信那叫他从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower fails.
所以唯有主的道是长存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord remains forever, and this word is the good news that was preached.
所以我们看到这段经文，彼得在这里勉励当时的信徒要圣洁的生活。
So in this passage, we see that Peter encouraged believers to live a holy life.
所以要追求圣洁。
So they have to pursue holiness.
但是现今这个时代的人，我们追求的这不是圣洁。
But people in our times, what they are pursuing is not holiness.
我们追求的是幸福。
We pursue happiness.
你讲到圣洁，大家都说，哇，圣洁，哎呀，这个太抽象了哈。
So when you talk about holiness and holy living, people say, wow, this is too abstract.
我们要离圣洁要远一点。
We need to stay away from being holy.
牧师如果要圣洁的话，就离牧师远一点。
So if pastor is holy, let us stay away from the pastor.
有一次我跟师母到一个教会去的话，那教会跟他们的这个在一起聚会的时候啊，我发现怎么没有人跟我坐在旁边啊。
Once my wife and I went to visit a church, and when we started meeting, I discovered that no one was sitting next to us.
牧师坐在那儿，我们都坐在旁边，坐在另外一边。
So the pastor is over here, and we're over there.
如果牧师都要离得远一点，我们想，我们离神都要远，神太圣洁了。
So if you want to stay away from the pastor, I think maybe you also want to stay away from God, because God is too holy.
其实我们想到，很多世人想到不会想到追求圣洁的。
So a lot of people in the world do not think about pursuing happiness, holiness.
甚至在教会里面讲到圣洁都会啊，都不是像这么多哈，很少会听到讲到圣洁的。
Even among church people, you know, we very seldom hear about talks about holiness.
美国的开国元勋呢 ，Thomas Jefferson 哈。
The founding father of the United States, Thomas Jefferson.
那他在起草美国独立宣言的时候，有一个非常著名的话啊。
And when he drafted the Declaration of Independence, there was a very famous line.
他说：“人皆生而平等，享有造物主赋予不可剥夺的权利。”
He said that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
包括生命自由和追求幸福的权利。
That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
为此，两百多年来呢，你看很多人移民到这个大陆，包括我们在座的，我们从世界各地来到这个地方，是向往一个自由平等的社会。
So for this reason, among us too, many have come here from all over the world for more than 200 years, yearning for a free and equal society.
那么我们可以在这里发挥个人的这个潜能哈。
And here we can fully utilize our personal potential.
那么可以实现那个梦寐以求的美国梦。
And realize our American dream.
曾几何时呢？这个美国梦就成了幸福的代名词。
When has it been that this American dream became synonymous with happiness?
成为了我们很多人要奋斗的目标哈。
And the goal for many people.
不过近年来这个美国梦慢慢有点褪色哈。
But however, in recent years, we know that this American dream has gradually faded.
我听到有人说，你这个美国梦最后是什么呢？
I heard some people say, "What is the end of your American dream?"
这个美国梦最后就剩下说，我在美国要拥有一套房产。
Which has happened to be that I want to own a property in this country.
这个很难以想象哈，一个没有信仰的美国梦，是不是能够真正带来幸福
？So it is hard to imagine that the American dream without faith can it really bring us happiness?
这种幸福是一时的纸醉金迷呢？还是一种造福终身的伟岸之举，这个实在是值得我们商榷。
It is uncertain whether this kind of happiness is a momentary luxury or a stalwart act that would benefit a lifetime is really debatable.
所以今天我们来看彼得前书的这一段经文，真是告诉我们，说我们真正的幸福是在追求圣洁当中。
And today, as we look at this passage in 1 Peter, we discover that the real happiness comes from living a holy life.
所以，如果没有圣洁的话，你的幸福是不是真正的幸福？这个要打上问号的哈。
We need to ask ourselves: Without holiness, can we really pursue and find happiness?
那么。在 UC Irvine 啊，这个大学有一个年轻的女孩子，这是好几年前的事情哈。
A few years ago, there is a male student, female student from UC Irvine.
那么她家呢，实际上住在 Irvine 的哈。
Her family lives in Irvine.
也是个华人的家庭。
A Chinese family.
那自然管孩子都蛮严格的。
So they were very strict about raising their children.
不过她去了上大学，就有很多的自由。
But she had a lot of freedom when she went to college.
虽然她家里住在 Irvine， 她还是在外面住。
So even though her family lived in Irvine, she still lived outside of her home.
所以这个女孩子不知怎么样，她认识了一群人，然后就去那种他们那种 party 啊，这种聚会，然后她就沾上了毒品。
And don't know how she met a group of friends who always go to parties, so she formed some bad habits of using drugs.
有一次他在服用毒品的时候就是过量，然后呢他就去世了。
And one time she overdosed and she died.
把他拉到医院之后已经太晚了。
When she was taken to the hospital, it was already too late.
所以年轻人他想到，我离开父母的管束是一种自由，是一种幸福。
A lot of young people think that when they leave their parents,boundaries, you know, they begin to have happiness and they are free.
那个毒品可能给你一时的所谓的快感。
But the drug may give you a temporary excitement.
但是那不是真正的幸福。
It's not real happiness.
所以唯有圣洁的生活，你才能够享受到真正的幸福。
Only by living a holy life can we truly enjoy a happiness.
我们看到在这段经文里，彼得用了一系列的命令句来讲到说基督徒应该怎样的生活。
In this passage, we see that Peter used a lot of commands to instruct Christians how to live a happy life.
那第十三节讲到专心盼望。
In verse 13, it talks about hope with a full heart.
第十五节讲到也要圣洁。
And then in verse 15, talk about you also need to be holy.
然后第十七节讲到存敬畏的心。
In verse 17 says to have a fear for the Lord.
连续的三个命令，实际上中心核心的内容讲到圣洁。
And these three commands, the core is to live in a holy lifestyle.
因为圣洁呢，在这个里面出现了有四次之多哈。
Because the word holy appeared four times in this passage.
所以，即使这样的话。彼得是全部精神说，你们既然已经得救，这个救恩是如此的浩大，你们是不可以放纵自己的私欲。
So Peter keeps reminding the believers that since the salvation is so great, and we need to respond to God, not live in a luxurious or indulgent lifestyle.
不是说按照你们以前的欲望，你想怎么做就怎么做。
It's not according to your former flesh.
乃是要过一个敬虔的生活。
But to live a life that is godly.
所以彼得这里面给出了三个不同的原因。
And Peter also gave three different reasons.
第一个原因就是说，在第十六节说，你们为什么要过圣洁的生活？因为上帝是圣洁的。
The first reason is given in verse 16. Why do we need to live a holy life? Because God is holy.
你们既然是上帝的儿女，那自然就要像上帝的那个样子。
So as children of God, we need to be like God.
那么上帝是圣洁的，你们也应当圣洁。
And since God is holy, we need to be holy.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣洁是我们可以做到的。
So brothers and sisters, holiness is achievable.
所以没有圣洁，圣经讲你没有圣洁怎么样？你不能够见主的面。
Because the Bible also tells us, without holiness, no one can see God.
所以呢，圣经里讲的是怎么说啊？我们再来看一下，这个第十六节的经文是从利未记引用的，因为经上记着说你们要圣洁，因为怎么？我是圣洁的，神是这样讲。
Verse 16 is quoted from the book of Leviticus, which says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
圣经里有没有这么讲？圣经里有没有说，上帝说你们要幸福，因为我是幸福
？Did the Bible ever says, "Be happy because I'm happy"?
当以赛亚看见神的宝座的时候，他听到天使在高声唱，唱什么？圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！哈。
And when Isaiah saw God high lifted up, and he heard the seraphims calling, "Holy, holy, holy."
你没有听到天使喊幸福，幸福，幸福
？Did you ever hear them cry, "Happy, happy, happy"?
所以很奇怪，这个世界人追求幸福，很多时候我们基督徒也不由自主就跟随这个潮流，我们也在追求幸福啊。
So it is very strange that since the world's trend is to pursue happiness, we Christians are very much influenced by that mentality.
所以第二个原因这里给的是说，我们要圣洁的原因是在第十七节。
And the second reason given is found in verse 17.
那是说父神在末日要有审判的。
Because God will give the final judgment.
而且这里讲到上帝的时候，他是那不偏待人的
，because God is a God who doesn't show favors，
是按个人的行为来审判
，and He will judge according to our personal conduct。
他会审判世人，无人例外
，and He will judge everyone， there's no exception。
可能有些弟兄姐妹会有问题哈
，maybe some of you have some questions。
他说，基督徒不是。我们认了罪会免受将来神的审判吗
？Unchristians, once they confess their sins, they will be spared of judgment.
没错，我们在神面前所认的罪，我们的罪得赦免。
That is correct. Once we confess our sins before God, we will be forgiven.
我们将来见主的面，不会再为那个罪受到审判。
We will not be judged by that because of our sin when we see God.
我们跟神的关系，跟基督的关系，不会因为这些。在受到影响
，and our relationship with God and with Christ will not be affected by that.
但是我们的行为还是要受到审查的。
But our conducts, our deeds, will still be judged.
圣经讲过，基督徒要在基督的面前怎么样交账，对不对
？Because the Bible tells us that we need to give an account before God for our deeds.
比如说，好比说，这个神给了你一生的时间，对不对
？For example, God has given you a whole life.
七十岁、八十岁这样子
，You may live to 70 or 80 years old.
你怎么样把这个时间花在什么事情上面
？And how do you spend your days?
啊，你也不要说哈，七十岁、八十岁，我花了30岁在睡觉哈。
You cannot say, "Oh, I spent 30 years in sleep."
然后剩下那30岁呢？啊，你怎么样花的哈
？And then what do you do with the rest of the 30 years?
我们要交账的。
So we need to give an account.
而且啊，不是说我们可以随便犯过失、犯错的哈。
And we cannot randomly or accidentally, you know, do sins.
因为我们的罪虽然得赦免，但是我们犯的罪呀，在这个世界上都是有影响的。
Because when we do commit a sin, it has its consequences and its influences.
那个影响不但是对我们个人，也会影响到我们周围的人。
It not only affects ourselves, but affects those around us.
而且那个影响啊，那个是，那不是说就是可以免除的哈。
And those cannot be deleted.
对，就不是说因为你认了罪，这些事就消失了，这些东西还在那里的。
Because not just because you have confessed your sins, those consequences or those effects will disappear.
所以这就是告诉我们信徒，因为我们得了这么宝贵的救恩，我们不可以再轻易的被过犯所胜。
So Paul truly encouraged believers, because we have received such great salvation, we cannot easily overcome by sin.
那么第十九节，这是讲到第三个原因。
And then in verse 19, it gives us the third reason.
我们为什么要过圣洁的生活呢？
Why do we need to live a holy life?
那是因为耶稣基督的救赎。
It's because the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这个救赎是耶稣献出了他的生命的结果。
And this salvation is the result by the sacrifice of Jesus as an atonement for our sins.
那么这是一个很高昂的代价。
The cost is extremely high.
所以为了这个代价的话，我们既然得到了救恩，我们更要谨慎行事。
So we need to be vigilant and watch out for what we do.
所以彼得讲了这三个原因来勉励信徒，为了这个原因你们要过圣洁的生活。
So Peter mentioned the three reasons, and for these reasons we need to live a holy life.
那么现在大家会问，那到底什么是圣洁呢？
So now you may ask, what is holiness exactly?
讲起来很抽象，是不是？
It sounds a little bit abstract.
其实上帝本身就是圣洁。
Because God is holy.
他的本性就是圣洁。
His nature is holy.
就像太阳本身，它就是光，对不对？
Just like the sun itself is light.
它本身就是有很高的热量跟温度。
Has very high energy and temperature.
所以任何东西你越接近这个太阳的话，你就会感受它的温度。
The closer you get to the sun, the more you will feel its warmth.
那离它近到一定程度，你就会被它融化。
And to a certain distance, you will be melted by the sun.
所以跟神一样，神是圣洁。
So it's like our relationship with God, since God is holy.
我们越接近他，我们就必须要越圣洁。
And the closer we want to draw to him, the holier we need to be.
如果我们不圣洁的话，我们没有办法接近怎么样，你就死掉了，就跟你进到太阳里面一样。
So if we're not holy and we approach God, we will be destroyed, just like the sun would destroy and melt a person.
这就是为什么圣经在这个希伯来书就讲到说，非圣洁人不能见主。
That is why the book of Hebrews says that without holiness, no one can see God.
那么这是上帝的圣洁，我们要成为圣洁是怎么样的回事呢？
So this is how holy God is, but what can we do to become holy?
那就是把我们自己分别为圣。
It is to set ourselves apart.
专门为神所用的。
Dedicated for God's use.
那么讲到圣洁，很多人就想到，我说我的行为是怎样。
When we talk about holiness, many people begin to dwell upon our conduct.
那么行为本身并不能使我们成为圣洁。
Our conducts by themselves cannot make us holy.
但是我们必须要从行为入手。
But we need to start with our conduct.
才能纠正我们的偏差。
To correct our deviations.
所以这个圣洁本身是一种本性。
Being holy is a nature.
所以我们要不断的来从行为上修正我们。
We need to continually modify ourselves through our conducts.
直到了一个程度，我们可以思上帝所思，愿上帝所愿。
Until we are to a point where we can think what God thinks and want what God wants.
这里彼得用了两个命令来讲。
And here we see Peter use a two negative commands.
一个呢是负面的命令哈。
One is negative.
那么在第十四节讲到，你们不要效法从前那个放纵私欲的样子。
It's The negative commands in front of verse 14 say, "Do not live according to your former flesh."
第二个是正面的命令。
And the second command is positive.
这个正面的命令呢，只是讲到说你们要顺服。
It talks about being obedient.
十四节讲到你们要做顺命的儿女。
Verse 14 said being obedient children.
第二十二节讲到你们要顺服真理。
And verse 22 said obedience to the truth.
顺服。
So obedience.
我们在上一段经文第三节就讲到了顺服。
In the last passage, verse 3, it talks about obedience.
我上次讲到这个顺服跟洒血两个词加在一起是一个意思，对不对？
And last time I mentioned that obedience and the sprinkling of blood, their meaning is the same.
所以我们可以看到说这个顺服就是我们成为圣洁的一个关键。
So to obey is a key to us becoming holy.
所以我们要听从神的命令。
So we need to listen to God's commands.
神要我们怎么做，我们就去怎么做。
What God wants us to do, we should do it.
所以唯有追求圣洁呢，我们才能够得到那个真正的幸福。
So only by pursuing holiness can we truly achieve happiness.
那有一次，我跟了一群这个啊还没有听到福音的人，跟他们来分享。
Once I was sharing the gospel with a group of people who have not heard the gospel.
那我就跟他们讲哈，我说我给你打一个比方哈。
I told them that there is an example.
假如说呢，你去一个人家去做客哈。
If you are a guest in someone's house.
那么呢，你是不是到了他家你要遵守人家家里的规矩啊。
So are you supposed to follow their family rules when you visit?
一般来讲你去人家做客你不会去人家里的主卧房里面去待着，对不对？
Generally speaking, when you visit someone's home, you will not go to their main bedrooms.
除非人家给你特别的许可你才可以去的。
Unless they give you special permission, then you're allowed to go into their bedroom.
因为你也不会随便就把人家冰箱的门打开带里面吃人家的东西，对不对？
You will not open the refrigerator at will and then take whatever is there to eat.
你要等人家把那个东西拿出来放在桌子上给你吃才可以。
You have to wait till they bring out the food and set on the table, then you can eat.
这是基本的礼貌，对不对？
So this is very basic etiquette.
所以同样的，我们生活在这个世界，这个是神的世界。
So in a similar way, we live in God's world, and this world belongs to God.
所以这是神所创造的。
It's a world created by God.
所以我们只能遵从神的规矩在这个世界上。
So we need to live according to God's rule on this world.
这是最基本对神的尊重。
So this is a very basic respect for God.
所以当我们自己想干什么干什么的时候，实际上我们就是不尊重神。
So actually, whatever we want to do, we are showing disrespect for God.
不过我讲完了，其中一位特别生气哈。
So one person got very upset after my talk.
因为怎么呢？他不相信，他觉得说啊，我就很侮辱他，因为他觉得他希望自己是一个很有礼貌、很有教养的人嘛。
Because he thinks that he is a very cultured person, he felt insulted by me.
但是。这是确实是如此，对不对？
But it is like that.
如果我们生活在这个世界，我们我行我素，我们忽视神给我们定的规矩，那其实就是对神的藐视。
So when we leave this world to the ignorance of God's rules, we are showing our disrespect.
其实就像那个没有礼貌的客人一样。
Just like the guest who was impolite.
你到了人家家里面，随心所愿的做任何的事情。
When you're at someone else's house and you do according to whatever you wish.
所以世界上的人呢在追求幸福。
So people of this world are pursuing happiness.
但是我们基督徒不是和他们一样去追求，我们是追求圣洁。
But we as Christians, we do not pursue happiness, but we are pursuing holiness.
因为真正的幸福是蕴藏这个圣洁生活之中。
Because true happiness is hidden in the pursuit of holiness.
那么圣洁生活之所以成为可能，
And then a holy living is possible.
乃是因为我们得救 就已经有了基督的生命在我们里面。
It's because once we're saved, we have the life of Christ in us.
所以那些在我们身上的原有的旧的习惯呢，它没有能力束缚我们。
So those old habits no longer can bind us.
我记得我以前讲过这个观点哈。
I remember I spoke about this before.
我想我再讲一遍，你们也应该不会嫌我重复。
好 ，If I say it again, I hope you don't mind that I repeat myself.
因为大概很多人已经忘记我讲的什么了。
I think a lot of us have forgotten what I spoke about.
因为这些东西啊，所谓的罪在我们身上就是多少年养成的习惯。
Some of the sins are the bad habits that has been forming our lives over the years.
这些东西已经在我们身上没有权柄。
They no longer has authority over our lives.
因为我们得救了，有圣灵在我们的心里面。
Because we have been saved and we have the Holy Spirit living within us.
关键就是说，你愿意不愿意让这些东西离开你。
The question and the key is whether you're willing to let go of these old habits.
只要你愿意的话，这些东西是不会再束缚我们。
As long as you're willing, these negative or bad habits will no longer bind you.
所以弟兄姐妹再重复这句话，只要你愿意的话，这些东西不会再束缚我。
So I want to repeat once again, as long as you're willing, these will no longer bind you.
很多的时候是我们不愿意去放弃这些东西。
And many times is that we are not willing to let go of those.
那么阻碍我们追求圣洁的大概就是有两个方面啊。
And There are two reasons that hinder our pursuit of happiness.
第一个，我们就是对罪采取一种比较容忍的态度。
First is because we take a tolerant attitude towards sin.
我们对罪是轻描淡写。
We downplay sin.
所以呢，自然也不会认真的去对待啊。
So naturally, we don't take it seriously.
我想这是当今教会的一个最大的问题。
I think this is also a major challenge for the church today.
那么如果我们对我们自己身上的东西觉得哎，小缺点小毛病算了，没有什么大问题，你自己放过了，所以后面就不会有改变了。
If we don't deal it seriously and think, oh, this is something trivial, you know, it doesn't matter, I can take care of it.
如果整个教会一个群体对这个罪失忆的话，啊，
And if the whole church, the whole group has amnesia about this kind of sin,
那很多时候我们就得不到神的祝福啊。
Then we will not be able to receive God's blessing.
那这个有一本书啊，叫《追求圣洁》哈。
There is a book called The Pursuit of Holiness.
那么它的作者叫 Jerry Bridge 哈。
And the author is Jerry Bridge.
那么他曾经在导航会服侍了很多年。
He served in the Navigators for many years.
他这本书啊是一本非常畅销的书哈。
It's a very a popular book.
那么讲到圣洁，它是讲的非常的非常的透彻，非常的通俗，很容易读的一本书。
It is a very easy read and it's popular. It's easy to understand book.
他说有一次他在接受记者采访，他说，当今的教会有很多的需要哈。
And one time in an interview with a reporter, he said that there are many needs for the church today.
那么。但是如果必须要他选一项的话，他说这一个的需要是什么？那就是对不断增长对圣洁的一种认知。
And he said that if I have to choose one, I would think that he said the most fundamental need is to increase our awareness of holiness.
他想这是教会最根本的一个需要。
He said this is a very fundamental need for the church.
他的话可谓是一针见血啊。
This is like hitting the nail in the head.
我想很多的时候，如果个人不能圣洁的话，我们没有从神而来的能力的。
Because if we cannot live a holy life, we do not have power from God.
如果教会不能圣洁的话，同样也就没有神的祝福。
If the church cannot be holy, we cannot see God's blessing.
那我有一次呢，我这个到达拉斯去读神学院的时候啊。
So when I was in Dallas going to the seminary.
那我就有机会啊，因为达拉斯很多的教会，我就每一个教会去走访。
And there are many churches in Dallas, so I had the opportunity to visit many of them.
那么就看看各不同教会的情况，学习人家怎么样做。
I want to learn from different churches and see how they do their ministries.
那其中我去一个教会，就那天他们敬拜完了呢，然后这牧师上台是做报告哈。
So the church I visited once that I went to there to worship, and then afterwards the pastor came up to make the announcement.
那么当时这个教会呢是这样，它是另外一个教会呢的职堂职的一个教会哈。
It's a church plant from another church.
那这个教会还没有完全独立。
It has not been independent.
那么他们已经在策划说这个职堂的教会他们要尽快的独立出去。
And they were planning for this church plant to become independent.
是这牧师的报告让我大跌眼镜哈。
So I was very, very surprised by the pastor's announcement.
他说我们执事会决定啊，我们设立一个特别的啊，一个奉献的一个项目啊。
He said the deacon board has made a decision to set up a special fund.
那么大家奉献，如果你写奉献，写这个一般奉献的话，这个奉献的钱就归了我们的母会了啊。
And he said that if you give an offering and you mark it as a general offering, then the offering will go to our mother church.
所以请大家注意，我们设立这个特殊的项目的奉献，你如果写这个特殊项目的钱，这钱就留给我们自己用了。
So just take a note, if you write down special offering, then our church will keep that offering.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得这种就是不是一种在教会里公开的这样的宣布的人吧、啊、怎么可以这样做、啊、
So I wondered, you know, how can the pastor make such announcement publicly in a church?
所以在这些事上不圣洁的话不会得到神的祝福。
So if they're not being holy in that matter, they will not receive God's blessing.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道一定我们要对这个罪业有一个敏感，知道说什么事情是可以做，什么事情不可以做。
So we need to be sensitive to these kinds of matters that we know which things we can do and which things we cannot do.
那第二个阻碍我们圣洁的是我们的观念，是我们以为啊，圣洁是属于神的工作。
And the second hindrance for us pursuing holiness is because we have this mentality that holiness is God's work.
圣洁不需要我们自己付出努力的。
It does not require us to put in effort.
其实这个是完全错误的观念啊。
That is a wrong concept.
如果我们自己不去努力的话，我们身上那些东西自己不会跑掉的。
If you do not pay a price to make an extra effort, all these things that bind us will not disappear by themselves.
如果我们去努力的话，神没有我们在我们身上工作，这个东西也不会跑掉的。
If we try our best, but God did not work in us, the problems remain.
大家明白我讲的意思哈？
So do you understand what I'm saying?
我们必须要付出努力的。
So we need to put in effort.
我们不付出努力，这个东西不会自动的从我们身上跑掉的。
If we do not work at it, this thing will not go away by itself.
但是我们努力呢，就不一定这个东西也会跑掉。这需要最后这个东西从我们身上挪去是神的工作。
And if we try our best, this thing may not go away because we still need to depend on God to help us.
我希望大家明白我所讲的啊。
So I hope you all understand what I'm saying.
有人常常就会有位疑问说，我干嘛现在这么努力啊？陈牧师，你就让我追求幸福吧，好。
Some people may ask in the Pastor Chen, why do you want me to work so hard? Just let me pursue happiness.
就二三十年，我就追求幸福吧。
So I won't have 20 or 30 years, you know, just let me pursue being happy.
等我见了基督，我再追求圣洁也不晚。
So when I see Christ, I will pursue holiness. That's still not too late.
其实弟兄姐妹，你知道蒙恩得救啊，不是给我们一个通行证，是神给了我们一个生命哈。
So I want to make it clear that when we are saved, we're not just getting a permit,
是神
给我们, but we're getting a new life.
神给我们指出了一条道路，一个方向啊。
God will show us. God has shown us a way, a direction.
所以我们开始了一个新的旅程啊。
And we're starting a new journey.
所以这个旅程要我们自己走的。
And we have to walk that journey.
没有人抱着你走的。
Nobody will hold you to take
you. 你要自己走的。
You have to walk by yourself.
你越早走，你就越早一点到达终点。
The earlier you start the journey, the sooner you get to your destination.
而且弟兄姐妹，我告诉你一个秘诀，
And I want to give you a secret.
你不需要付我钱就得到的秘诀。
You don't have to pay me anything, huh? I'll give you the secret.
这个秘诀就是现今这个世界啊，是我们操练圣洁的一个最理想的地方。
The secret is our current world is the best environment for us to practice holiness.
所以这个机会是很多人求之不得的机会。
This opportunity is very rare to come by.
所以你抓住这个机会，你可以得到以一当十的效果。
So once you take hold of this opportunity, your result will be tenfold.
对你永恒的生命就是这样的有帮助的。
It gives you great help to your eternal life.
所以弟兄姐妹就抓紧这个机会来操练我们的生命。
So let us take hold of this opportunity to practice the holy
living. 因为唯有追求圣洁才能够得到真正的幸福。
Because only through pursuing of holiness can we really obtain happiness.
有人说好像很难呢，圣洁，哇，圣洁到什么程度才能够？哎呀，好像太困难了哈。
Sometimes you think, you know, to what extent can I be holy? You know, this is really too tough.
但是知道中国有一句俗话叫“千里之行，始于足下”，对不对
？And Chinese has a saying that,
thousand
to reach 1,000 miles, it has to start with right here.
First step.
First step.
所以这就告诉我们，只要有一点一点的开始，累积起来就不得了的哈。
So by taking step by step.You accumulated, you know, the result will be enormous.
有一个寓言故事，我想大家很多人可能听过。
I think some of you may have heard this fable.
那就是就说讲到以前呢，有一个国王哈。
There was a king.
他非常吝啬。
He's very frugal.
他所有他的统治下的人所收的这个米啊，他都存积起来。
He would store all the rice harvested.
有一年呢。闹了饥荒哈
，one year a famine came。
那甚至他的大臣都向他进谏说：“啊，国王啊，饥荒那么严重，你要开仓赈灾。”
And then the officials told the king that, you know, we have such terrible famine, you know, you need to open your barn and then help the poor people.
但是这个国王还是不肯。
But the king would not do that.
那后来有一个志士哈，就找到这个国王。
And then one sage found the king.
他就跟国王这样说哈
，He told the king，
那说那这样吧，我们俩啊打一个协议哈
，So let us make an agreement。
我跟你下棋
，I will play chess with you。
哎，这国王也挺开心，他喜欢下棋。
And the king was happy because he loved to play chess。
他说我们下棋，如果我赢了，你就不用开仓赈粮，你就存着你的米自己存着啊。
And the sage said, if I won, you don't need to open your barn, you know, you just keep your rice。
如果是我赢了的话
oh, if you won,
你也不需要给我很多米。
If I won, you don't have to give me a lot of rice.
你只要给我30天的米就够了。
Just give me rice for 30 days.
你第一天给我一粒米。
First day, you just give me one little grain of rice.
你第二天给我两粒米。
And the second day, you give me 2 grains of rice.
第三天你给我四粒米。
And the third day, you give me 4 grains of rice.
哦，这国王一听，啊，你就一粒米啊，不是一大筐米啊，这很简单了，不就30天吗？没问题。
The king pondered himself, oh, just one little grain of rice, no problem, that's good.
所以呢，他就跟这个志士下棋，结果他输了哈。
So he played chess with the sage and he lost.
所以这个志士就跟国王开始要他的米哈。
So the sage asked the king for the rice.
那个国王照着这样去给他米，知道这三十天之后这米多少啊？
So according to the rule they set up, so after 30 days, how many grains of rice the sage got?
对，国王到后面才发现，哇，这数学不太好哈。这一算，三十天之后，这米很多的米啊。
That his math wasn't as good. 30 days, you know, the multiplications.
所以弟兄姐妹就是这样，我们追求圣洁也是这样。
So in a similar way, that's how we pursue holiness.
第一开始你就看到就这么一点点。
In the beginning, you only see a little grain.
但是它累加累加，到了后面的时候就成基数性的增长。
But the exponential growth, you know, becomes a lot.
那是完全不一样的结果。
As a totally different result.
弟兄姐妹，愿今天的信息真的能够祝福我们在座的每一个人。
So I hope the message today can truly bring blessing to you. today.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let us bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
谢谢你借着圣经所启示我们的真理。
Thank you for the truth that is revealed through the Bible.
让我们善用我们在地上的时间。
Help us use wisely our time on this earth.
我们追求一个圣洁的生活。
That we pursue a life of holiness.
这样的生活才能够配得我们所得的救恩。
This lifestyle is worthy of the salvation that is given to us.
才能够配得你给我们的恩典。
And worthy of your grace.
求主你祝福今天每一位听到这信息的人。
May you bless everyone who has heard the message today.
愿我们在世上的日子都能够为主所用。
And may our lives on this earth can be used by you.
成就那永久美好的善功。
And to accomplish that everlasting good deeds of God.
谢谢主你给我们的恩典。我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we thank you for this grace, and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.